Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dead. In regards to Michael Penix, he's a stud. I do not know whether or not he's going to be ready for the game as far as his health is concerned. He says, I don't know how I feel about if he's going to be able to go or not, but I'll give him all the up as far as the you know, opportunity up until game day. Guys, it's going to be a game time decision. This is what this is going to be.
Yeah.
And we're going to get there Sunday, Mike, and Cousins potentially could be starting. Some people freak out.
We hear it on the Wait For It tailgate show, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'm not saying this to prepare yourself. All I'm saying is Roz being upfront and honest when he says, I want to give Michael Penix every opportunity, but there's a chance we may not play him.
Divine Diablo, you guys know, is out. Billy Bowman is out. Jalen Walker is out. And Storm Norton did practice, but he is listed as out, so they're not going to rush him back. So Elijah Wilkinson still at right tackle. But then where it's interesting, Tyler Allgeier has been dealing with some injuries. They have two different body parts. So Tyler is questionable, along with Michael Penix Jr., safety Jordan Fuller, backup safety, and Zach Harrison, who's been a big contributor this year as well, off the edge. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys banged at this stage of the season. Everybody's kind of banged up, but all eyes on Penix Jr.
Okay. And again, we'd love to hear your comments at 404-726-0929. You can text us there as well and let us know what you're thinking. We're going to go around the NFL. Mark Romani is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes to talk more about the Falcons. He's also got an event he's involved in I think is really cool. And I think you'll dig it as well, and we'll tell you more about that. A little bit later on, what's on Day Day's mind, we'll get to that. Heading towards a big weekend, and we'll give you our picks of the week later this hour. Big O, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
37-10 was the final score last night. Chargers beat the Vikings, but Vikings are reeling all of a sudden, right? It feels like they're out of control, Mike. 3-4 right on the season. No word or not whether J.J. McCarthy is going to return from the injuries, which I'll let you hear Kevin O'Connell here in just a second. But the Chargers put up some points last night, and you look at Herbert, they needed him to be really good, 18 of 25, 3 touchdowns, he threw a pick, I think that ball got tipped, but he was doing everything, and he got sacked a couple of times too, they came after him.
Yeah, they did. You know, Flores is always going to have one of the highest, you know, pass rush, as far as blitz rates and his pass rush, that's how he gets there. Carson Wentz on his 6th team, it ain't good, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, 15 to 27, they could never get the run, I mean, and the run game, talk about, I mean, anemic, not even remotely close. And Justin Jefferson did get the 40 yards we talked about yesterday.
Cool.
To become the earliest in his career in just 84 games, beating Julio by 1. Julio Jones to get to 8,000 yards. Julio had done it in 85 games.
Let's hear the touchdown. Herbert to Ladd McConkey. McConkey's balling out, y'all. He's having a really good year.
A 2nd and 10. Herbert to throw. Takes a shot to the end zone for McConkey. Caught! Touchdown! Chargers! 27 yards, Ladd McConkey.
Hey, good pukey announcer voice right there, Carl.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Hey, Chargers.
Touchdown,
McConkie. He got hit with the ball in the face last night, and he missed it. And he just all he could do was laugh because it was like even Al Michaels was like, McConkie doesn't miss those kind of balls. He hit him right in the helmet, and he was like, right. How did I miss it?
Anytime Mike Griffith comes out from Dog Nation and throws shade at the legacy of Stetson Bennett, he always talks about the great receivers and obviously Ladd and Brock Bowers. But Ladd literally almost looks like he got that helmet set from Sears when you were a kid. Like the helmet looks too big on him. But that guy just moves the chains, man. He is something.
Here is what Justin Herbert said in regards to why he ran more last night. This is pretty interesting because, Mike, Herbert, 7 attempts, 62 yards last night. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I remember on our call, he told me to run more. So that's what I was thinking. And, I'm really thankful for his advice. And if he ever wants a coaching job, he can come out and help out.
He's talking about Al Michaels. Al Michaels right. On their call when they were having the, hey, how's it going? What are you guys doing? How you feel about this week? Kid, you should run more. He did.
I guess Al had the over on Justin Herbert rushing attempts. Uh-oh. But, yeah, remember, guys, it was 2 years ago that he missed a bunch of games and couldn't really rush as much as he'd like to. That's when he only ran for 228 yards. Right now he's already at 248. And last year ran for over 300, so probably even more in his future because he's healthy. He's 100%.
Yeah, no doubt. Here is Kevin O'Connell, by the way, asking you now, is J.J. McCarthy going to be a dude? Is he going to be a guy in this league?
He's got to get back on the field.
He looked for it like it one quarter against the Bears early in the season. We made him look below average. Here's what his coach is saying about his return.
We worked out J.J. and he was close, and J.J. and the medical staff kind of didn't quite feel like he was there yet, but there was a lot of encouragement that, especially with the time we have, Kevin, and where he's at and the confidence level he thinks he can get to. If JJ's healthy, JJ will play. That's been the case since the injury. That's always been kind of my mindset, and I believe we're right. Hopefully around the corner from seeing him.
Your season's slipping away.
It is.
So you got to get him out there. And again, you're in one of the toughest divisions in football.
Did they make a mistake not keeping Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Okay.
But they were kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. They were kind of like where the Giants were a couple years ago with Daniel Jones, and they weren't prepared to. And obviously, Darnold's camp wasn't going to take a one-year deal. He could go and make some big loot, more loot, certainly in free agency. And one thing just it ties back with the Falcons and what we did on Sunday night. Flores blitzes a lot. Jonathan Grenard went out with an injury. They got caught with too many men on the field. In a goal line situation in Minnesota. So we're not the only ones. But either way, it's still embarrassing.
You said to me if the playoffs started today, and they don't, we would be on the outside looking in.
We're the 11th seed in the NFC right now, guys.
That is behind the Bears, behind the Panthers, who are 4-3, by the way.
And we certainly lose the tiebreaker currently at head-to-head.
Yep. Cowboys are 3-3, but they sit in front of us based on percentage points and all that. Bottom line is, look, we're going to win some games. We got to win some games. And, yes, the playoffs don't start today, but when you start looking at this stuff, and, Mike, we've talked about it. Okay, we're 0-2 in the division. Can we come back and win the division? Maybe. Last year, Mike said to me, we could still screw this up. And I said, no way.
Oh, yeah, way. So, right now, you feel you'll catch Detroit? We're going to see Seattle later in the season.
We are.
We'll have a head-to-head with them. Rams, you mentioned the Bears already. Bucks are 5-2. The 49ers are 5-2. Leading that division. So, and that's why our NFC conference record sucks right now. The good news is if we do get our ish together and make a run, we got the Commanders looking up at us. If they have any sights on getting it together. But Jaden Daniels, of course, is going to be out this week.
Yeah, it's a big deal, man. Real quick, Jets injuries, still no decision on the quarterback. And it appears, Mike, that Sauce Gardner is going to be out and Garrett Wilson out for the Jets.
Yeah, I know Jets fans are saying, I think times like this we should have the number one pick. there's just nothing gained by winning a game right now. Come on, who you want? You want Carson Beck? His eyes are too far apart.
It sounds that way, and it feels that way that they are trending that way. Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers said something really interesting. Now he's playing his old team. It's not the first time, guys. He did this already, right? He left Green Bay, 18 years there. But he says now, and I want you to hear this, that Mike, when his career ends, where does he want to be?
I feel so good about my time, man, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
I mean, look, unless you're like some mutant Steelers fan, like, you know, like, why would he say that now? Well, because again, they're playing in Green Bay. He's asked about his legacy.
Yeah.
It's not the big deal, unless you want to make it one, you know? If he just pops off about this, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe. But, yeah, again, it's in context of, as you just laid out, going back to Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Or Green Bay coming to Pitt.
Pittsburgh Steelers are underdog at home, +3 as of right now. And part of that, guys, is because of that Green Bay defense.
Right.
They're pretty good. We will see how that plays out. But I thought that was interesting because he's making it clear, no matter how this shakes out,
right,
he's going to do that one-day contract thing, sign as a Green Bay Packer, retire. And, guys, he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Green Bay Packer, right, and rightfully so. I mean, he right. won 4 MVPs there. Give me a break.
Interesting. Baker Mayfield doesn't like the Saints. He was popping off about the Saints.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if they played. I don't know.
We can be friends, Baker.
Hey, I think there you go. Baker's been banged up coming off that loss to Detroit. But that's a game where, again, you got to be a Saints fan. Got to root for the Saints to beat Tampa Bay if you have any hopes of winning this division.
Okay, then we can't be friends. You're right about that.
Right.
Yeah, I need the Saints to be. Boy, that's a bad. Have you guys watched? Have you watched the Saints?
Yeah.
That's a bad football
yeah.
team.
And you know, it's like, isn't it time for, I guess, get shook out there? Because Spencer Rattler ain't that guy. You know, the Kamara's got one rushing touchdown.
Mike, you hear that? Do you hear that? It's nothing from Saints fans. I've heard nothing from Saints fans.
Right.
All that yapping you guys normally do, I've heard nothing. Who's the guy that always talks on that defensive line? What's his name? Oh, Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
You're old.
He's got 2.5 sacks, which is better than last year. Granderson's got 4.5, but yeah, they're just, yeah, it's a, I mean, their defense is probably better than their, I mean, you could argue better than their offense.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going on.
No, I just not heard, have you heard anything from Saints fans?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, they're 1-6, like the Dolphins. And the thing is, whether they're good or bad, it's still a divisional rival.
No, they are. Look, I'm not telling you is that they're not going to show up at our game. Uh-huh. All I'm saying is, be very quiet.
Right.
Right. You don't
and
hear
if,
anything.
And if you live here in Atlanta, I mean, unless you made a home for yourself, some would say it's time to return to the Crescent City and help rebuild New Orleans. But you won't. You're staying here in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. 4th and 1 is brought to you anytime, by Priority Men's Medical Centers.
Sorry to cut you off. Anytime you see, a license plate holder, it will say Saints. Of course, it'll say tag applied for with a piece of cardboard.
Come on.
Along with that plastic bag from the window.
Look, they've got a lot of issues. We said this. Their defense is old, right? And you're saying, Dukes and Bell, why are y'all spending time talking about the Saints? Because they suck.
Right. They're playing the Bucks.
And we need them to win. God, I hope they win. Their defense got old. Mike, they don't have a quarterback in the building that they trust, which means they got to get back in the quarterback draft situation.
Right.
And then you talk about, like, Olave and all these guys they drafted. These guys are playmakers. They're not seeing the ball because they don't have a good quarterback.
Right. Hey, by the way, speaking of a schizophrenic team, which is kind of like us from week to week. Now, terrible. They're the opposite. Terrible defense. Their offense is really clicking. Talk about the Cowboys. That's the national game in the afternoon on CBS.
It's going to be a good one.
It's Denver hosting the Cowboys, and Denver is a 3.5-point fave. Over-under is 50, so 28-24 puts you over. Cowboys going to get real. Is that defense going to come back to bite him against Bo Nix? They're 3-3-1.
Yeah, this is an interesting game, man. It really is. I went with the over last week because it's the Cowboys. And then, obviously, did not know that Jaden Daniels was going to get hurt. It didn't matter. You know, they put the numbers up. But if the Cowboys are for real, they win this week. That's the statement.
Right.
If you are – I know they're 3-3, but remember, they had a game in which they tied, could have gone either way. A lot of people feel like they should have beat Philly to start the season. If you're for real, and this offense is as good as that everybody's talking about, now all of a sudden Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are the best, you know, duo, Mike, in the NFL – let's see what you do against the Broncos on the road, because I think this is one of those games where we're going to find out, all right, that they are much better than we expected, but the defense has been bad. Man, we said it at the beginning of the year, they've given up more explosive plays than anybody.
And the Eagles, and this was one of the more inexplicable losses when they lost to the Giants up in New York, 34-17.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And they're a 7.5-point favorite in this one, which would be interesting because some would say a little bit of payback. If you remember last week against the Vikings, they finally got A.J. Brown in the game with 2 touchdowns and 121 yards receiving. Both he and Devontae had a monster day. But against that that Giants team that beat them, I would think I might pick that one. The Eagles bounce back.
Were the Giants clowning them in that game, kind of? Wasn't that where they were celebrating, or was it? No, it was just Jackson Dart.
Just Jackson Dart doing his thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be interesting too, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.